Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome to the Big Block Construction Limited Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Saboo, the Chief Financial Officer, for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to Big Block Construction Limited's earnings conference call for the third quarter and nine-month ended 31st December 2025. Thank you for joining us today. I'll take you through our financial and operational performance for the quarter and nine months, followed by key business updates. The third quarter marks a notable improvement in our overall performance. Construction activity gained strong momentum during the quarter as post-monsoon demand recovered across key markets. This favorable environment, combined with improved execution across our facilities, enabled us to deliver our best quarterly performance to date. For Q3 FY26, consolidated revenue from operations reached rupees 728 million, marking the highest quarterly revenue in the company's history. This represents a growth of 28.1% compared to the same period last year and 8.2% sequentially. This growth was driven primarily by a 38% increase in sales volume compared to the same period last year, which reached 214,643 cubic meters for the quarter. For the nine-month period, revenue from operations was rupees 1,965 million, reflecting a growth of 22.8% over nine months FY25. On the profitability front, the quarter delivered a margins. EBITDA for Q3 FY26 was rupees 81 million, up 31.8% year-on-year, with margins expanding to 11.1% compared to 2.8% and 10.8% in Q2 FY26 and Q3 FY25, respectively. The margin expansion was primarily driven by improved capacity utilization, better price realizations, and a more efficient cost structure. Furthermore, the company also returned to profitability during the quarter, reporting a profit after tax of rupees 4 million. From an operational standpoint, capacity utilization improved to 67% in Q3 FY26, compared to 62% in the previous quarter and 53% in the same quarter last year. Higher utilization levels across facilities has lowered fixed costs per unit and supported margin recovery. At our JV facility, Siam Cement Big Block Construction Technologies, capacity utilization has continued its upward trajectory, reaching 51% in Q3 FY26, as compared to 43% in the previous quarter. Acceptance of the large format wall panels is steadily increasing among contractors and developers, particularly for industrial and commercial projects. We are also witnessing a growing pipeline of inquiries, and we expect to receive new order flows in the coming quarters. We have also been able to click a few big clients and customers in the wall panel segment. On the strategic front, I am pleased to share that the company recently secured a significant purchase order from Larsen & Toubro for the supply of AAC blocks. This order not only reflects the quality and consistency of our products, but also strengthens our presence in large infrastructure and institutional projects. Additionally, trial runs for our construction chemical facility at Umbergaon have commenced successfully, and we expect to begin commercial production soon. This will mark an important step in diversifying our product portfolio and tapping into complementary segments within the building materials industry. Sustainability remains a core focus area for the company. The contribution of renewable energy to our total power consumption has increased to 36% during the quarter, up from 26% in the previous quarter. This increase is a result of enhanced solar power installations across our facilities and reflects our commitment to reducing carbon emissions while also lowering energy costs for the overall long term. At the industry level, construction activity is expected to remain supporting in the upcoming quarters. The government's continued emphasis on affordable housing, infrastructure development, and urban redevelopment is driving demand for modern building materials. Looking ahead, our priorities are centered on sustaining momentum in capacity utilization, scaling up AAC wall panel operations, and commencing commercial operations across our construction chemicals manufacturing setup. With demand conditions improving, we are confident of maintaining this positive trajectory and delivering improved performance in the quarters ahead. With that, I conclude my remarks and we can now open the floor for question answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the first question from the line of Prasan, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Hi, sir. Am I audible? Yeah.
Yes, please.
Sir, so congratulations on these sets of results. I think the EBITDA margin has improved significantly over the quarters. I had a very specific question. So one is that have the realizations improved in the last quarter and how are you looking at it going ahead?
So I also mentioned in my earlier con call that our first focus is towards improving capacity utilization. And across all our three block facilities, our capacity utilizations have almost reached 70% plus utilization levels. Only at the GV facility, the utilization is still around 51%. And in the last quarter, Q3, we have been able to improve our realizations as well. And going forward, looking at the demand trajectory, we might be able to further improve on our realizations.
So can you give us some flavor as to what are the current prices which you are seeing? Because so before that, sir, can you clarify what percentage of the revenue in this quarter was from construction chemicals?
So from the construction chemicals, around 5 to 7% of the revenue was contributed by the construction chemicals. And your query about increase in realization, so I think the average realization has just gone up by around 2 to 3% for this quarter.
Okay, got it, sir. So I wanted to understand, so our revenue has increased by only 5 crores, but our EBITDA has increased by almost 4 crores. So is there something on the cost front as well which has changed versus last quarter?
So, apart from the increase in revenue, there has been an increase in realizations as well. And as we, improve our utilization levels, our operation cost also consequently goes down. We are able to save on the overall variable cost also to a certain extent and fixed cost to a big extent. And from Q1 to Q3, we have seen almost a 10 to 12% jump in capacity utilization, and that's how our realization as well as EBITDA margins have improved drastically over the last two quarters.
Okay, sir. And currently, can you let us know what is the capacity utilization in the Vapi plant?
So for the last quarter, I think the Vapi plant capacity utilization was approximately at around 70%.
Okay, 70%. Okay.
And I think the same numbers are mentioned in our results as well. For Q3, it was around 68% for the Vapi plant.
Okay. Vapi plant percentage I thought was not mentioned, sir, but okay, I'll just check. That's in the holding company only, right? The Vapi plant.
Yes, that's in the parent holding company.
Okay, noted, sir. Noted. So right now we are saying...
Sorry, you're not audible now.
So the participant has left the question queue. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Once again, a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Ashvath Rajan from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah. So, my question is, NextBlock, our brand, where do you see our utilization levels across our plant cities?
Sorry to interrupt, but your voice is somehow not very clear.
Yes. Is it better? I'm audible now. Hello?
Can you speak a bit louder?
Yeah. I'm audible now?
Yes, that's better.
Yeah. I just wanted to understand what kind of utilization level are we looking at, especially in our Ahmedabad and Ramsoli plants going ahead?
So, Ahmedabad Star plant, last quarter capacity utilization was around 80-81%. And Ramsoli plant, last quarter capacity utilization is around 51%. I think on a quarter-on-quarter basis, on a long-term annual basis, the average utilization for this sort of industry, we calculate 80-85% as the optimal. And Star Big Block, which is the Ahmedabad plant, is already at around 85% for the last quarter. And the Ramsoli plant, we intend to get to 80% in the next 1 or 2 quarters.
Okay. And any reason why we see this jump in utilization in terms of?
So we are able to, we had increased our capacities by a drastic level in going from 550,000 to almost 1.3 million. And if we see on a quarter-on-quarter, I think Q1 our capacity utilization on a consolidation basis was approximately 53, which went up to 62 in Q2 and 67 in Q3. So we are just targeting newer and markets as well as existing markets with more client penetration. And for the wall panel space as well, we have been able to cater to lots of new different customers and are continuously seeing an increase in customer base as well as inquiries. So looking at that, going forward, we should be able to better scale up our utilization levels.
Okay, thank you. And I'm assuming now we don't have any CapEx. There is, could you elaborate on the same?
So for the CapEx, the construction chemicals plant is also almost on the verge of completion. So there's no much CapEx spending over there. And since we have already reached almost 67% capacity utilization in this quarter, we are planning to take up the expansion for the facility in MP, for which land is already acquired, and we are in the process of doing negotiations with the installing contracting partners for the construction as well as for the machinery suppliers from China.
Okay, and we see this commencing on this quarter, CAPEX that you just mentioned.
So the MP plant CAPEX, we intend to start hopefully in the running quarter, and the plant operationalization will take a period of almost 10 to 12 months.
Okay. No, thank you. I'll get back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Jayashree Bajaj from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question is, the AC wall panel business reached 51% utilization in Q3, and given the first mover advantage, what are the primary adoption barriers preventing the segment from reaching the like 60 or 65% plus utilization level seen in the core AAC block business?
So the AAC wall panel business, the capacity utilization which I mentioned of 51% was for that particular plant, and that plant has a total installed capacity of 250,000 cubic meters per annum, which is a fungible capacity between blocks and panels. And the breakup for blocks and panels, I think panels utilization is so far around 10% and rest 40% utilization is from the block space. And on a quarter-on-quarter basis, we are seeing new inquiries from lots of different customers across the country. And since we are the early movers in that space, and we are the only people providing a panel which is up to a height of 6 meters, we are able to click some good potential projects, and we should be able to keep on improving the capacity utilization in that plant and improving the sales of AAC wall panels over the next 3 to 4 quarters to reach 30-40% plus.
Okay, sir. Fair enough.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Ashwath Rajan from Aryan Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. I just wanted to understand if do we have any ordering activity or any order book that we foresee coming in, especially from any real estate player?
So this is a bulky product, and we don't have any bulk orders on hand as such. We generally have an order book of around 3 to 5 days, which had gone down to almost 1 to 2 days in Q1 of the current year. So the order book has been improving, and we keep on getting bulk orders from select few customers, the likes of L&T or a few big corporates who place bulk orders, which is for a delivery schedule of up to 6 to 9 months. But apart from that, on a routine basis, we generally keep on getting monthly purchase orders or weekly purchase orders from majority of our clients.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Ajit Sethi from ICO Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So in AAC block, we are around 67% utilization. So what kind of utilization we are expecting to end in FY26, and what kind of utilization we can do in FY27?
So our capacity utilization for Q3 was around 67%, and consolidated for the current 9 months is around 60-61%. For the current year, I think we'll close average utilization levels of 63-64% for the entire year. Q4 utilization should be hopefully upwards of Q3 utilization levels. And for FY27, we intend to reach capacity utilization of almost 70% plus.
Okay. And what kind of EBITDA margin we are expecting in FY26 as well as in FY27?
So EBITDA margins had dropped down drastically over the last 1 year because of increased competition as well as a little bit of a slowdown in the real estate segment. But since last quarter, we have been seeing improved demand as well as, we have spread our market coverage as well. And that's how we have been able to scale up our volumes and also improve our EBITDA margins. On a long-term basis, I've always said that EBITDA margins of around anywhere around 15-20% is easily sustainable in the industry, and hopefully we intend to reach those margins in the upcoming quarters.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Srijan Kaushik, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah, sir, my first question is regarding the auditor's qualification on the non-compliance with Ind AS 19 for employee benefits. So why hasn't the company accrued the post-employment benefits and long-term benefits on the actuarial basis? And what is the estimated financial impact if corrected?
So for the Ind AS 19 for the employee benefit, the actuarial valuation, we are getting it done on an annual basis and instead of a quarterly basis. And all that needs to be provided will be provided in the annual accounts. The same was done in the last financial year and will be done again at the close of this financial year. So we don't see any major impact of, you know, any qualification from the auditor for Ind AS 19.
Okay, thank you. And my second question is regarding this. Are you anyway contributing to PMAY scheme in which 57,000 crores allocated in the union budget FY26?
So yes, there are various government schemes which are running for construction, be it PMAY or SSA, which is Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan going on in Gujarat. There are various cow as well as goat shed projects going on in Maharashtra and Kanya Shiksha Parishad projects going on in Madhya Pradesh. So we have been providing our material to all such government schemes and projects which come in our territory and which we are able to tap.
Okay, right. Thank you. And I just wanted to get an estimate as in, can you give me some numbers regarding the capex in this new territory of Madhya Pradesh?
So we are planning to put up a plant in Madhya Pradesh with an installed capacity of around 2 lakh to 2,50,000 cubic meters per annum. And the total capex for this facility will be in the tune of almost 75 to 80 crores.
Okay, which will get executed within next year or so, right?
Yes, which will be done over the next 12 months approximately.
Okay. And any estimate on our carbon credit accumulations?
So, in terms of the carbon credit, we have some accumulated credits. The Umargao plant, which was belongs to Big Block Construction Limited, we have carbon credits in stock which are not yet issued because there are some delays on part of FERA because of additional audits, etc. being done by various carbon credit auditing authorities. And I think we have pending credits to be issued worth almost 1 lakh to 1,50,000 credits plus. And similarly for Star Big Block plant as well, we are have some pending credits to be issued. Similarly, the plant at Wada, which is Big Block Building Elements, that also has is under the process of registration for carbon credit. We have not we have already applied for the same, but the final registration certificate is yet to be received by us. And the carbon markets are a little slow currently. That's why we are not actively keen on getting those credits issued or sold.
Right. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Sabu for his closing comments.
Thank you all for taking the time to join us today and for your continued interest in Big Block Construction Limited. As we continue to navigate opportunities ahead, we remain committed to delivering consistent growth and value in the coming quarters. As always, if you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations advisors, Churchgate Partners, and we'll be happy to address your queries. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Big Block Construction Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.